LNG Canada CEO Jason Klein recalls the day last March when the first module for construction of the Kitimat gas terminal arrived by ship through the Douglas Channel. Standing 10 stories and weighing 4,800 tons, it was an unforgettable sight and a monumental event. It was the culmination of years, moving rivers and moving fish and honoring our commitments, said Klein. It was such a big deal in Kitimat when that ship pulled in, and I think the big accomplishment is that now, when a ship rolls in with another module, it's just another Wednesday. It happens so routinely, we're used to it, so our plant has risen from the ground in the last year. Considered the most expensive private investment in Canadian history, the $40 billion LNG Canada project has so far awarded $3.9 billion in contracts and procurement to BC businesses, and of that total, more than $3 billion will go to Indigenous businesses in the Kitimat Terrace region. Now 80% complete, the company currently has 6,000 workers dedicated to the project and is now hiring between 200 and 250 operating staff to run the terminal. The world is watching. The world wants to know if Canada, and specifically BC, can deliver mega projects, and I'm proud to say we're still on track to deliver LNG Canada by mid-decade as we promised when the final investment decision was made, in 2018, said Klein, who spoke this week at the BC Natural Resources Forum at Prince George Civic and Conference Center. We will prove that Canada can deliver mega projects, and I hope on the back of that, that allows the next wave of projects, most of which are Indigenous-led, to follow behind us. Fed from a terminal at Dawson Creek, the natural gas will travel to 670 kilometers to Kitimat through the Coastal Gas Link Pipeline, a construction project worth $11.2 billion. Coastal Gas Link President Bevin Wersba is equally proud of the work that's been done to connect the LNG Canada terminal with the processing plant in Dawson Creek. Pipeline construction, which began in 2012, is expected to be finished by the end of this year. Through the balance of COVID, we developed a pipeline across two mountain ranges in some of the most complex territory anywhere in the world, said Wersba. That was likely the busiest construction season on record in Canada, with nearly 18,000 workers and the vast majority of those in British Columbia. In combination with the $3 plus billion that LNG Canada has contracted with local and Indigenous communities, you add our activities and you get to a $5 plus billion number, and that's a very significant contribution to the economy, particularly in northern BC. One of the highlights of 2022 for Wersba and Coastal Gas Link came in March when 16 First Nations signed an equity option agreement, which gives those Indigenous partners a share in the profits the company will make with its pipeline. What we're really excited about and what we're focused on in terms of working with Indigenous communities is we plan to be in partnership for 40 plus years, and that can provide enduring opportunities and build businesses, said Wersba. When you talk about a global infrastructure project, which it is, it's the small community businesses that we're seeing being grown that will eventually just strengthen the communities across the province. When the terminal becomes operational and begins loading container ships with liquid natural gas destined for Asian markets, LNG Canada's facility is expected to have the world's lowest greenhouse gas emissions. The tugboats to be used to pull the carriers through the channel to open seas will be the cleanest tugs in the world. Made by Sanmar Shipyards in Turkey in a joint contract with Haitian Marine of North Vancouver, they will produce 3 liquid natural gas-powered tugs and 2 that run on electric batteries. This project has the equivalent impact of reducing 10% of Canadian emissions, said Wersba. So it's something that is world-class in scale but is not necessarily seen as a really transition and a global impact, and that's message that hasn't been shared broadly across the country. Coastal Gas Link and LNG Canada are united in their support for the proposed Cedar LNG project at Kitimat, which is being led by the Haisla First Nation. If it goes through, Cedar LNG will share the Coastal Gas Link pipeline capacity. For the rest of the world looking for fuel security, it's all about displacing coal as a heat source and weaning its dependency on Russian gas. BC, with its abundant natural gas supplies and pipeline connections to Alberta and Saskatchewan, is well positioned to benefit from that global need for stability. The LNG development and the LNG facilities themselves are not only world class, they're cost competitive and they're done at the highest standard sustainable standards, globally and environmentally, said Wersba. What I often hear is the problem is in Europe or the problem is somewhere else. LNG is a global commodity, and by pointing LNG barrels over to Asia, which has half the sail time from the Gulf Coast, it can offset the growing utilization and reliance on coal. After the tragic invasion of Ukraine, we saw the highest increase in emissions in a single year, and it was because the resurgence as coal-fired fuel usage across the globe. I wish people would understand LNG as a low-carbon solution that can support energy transition in other parts of the world where there isn't an ability to have gas like we have in their backyard. Looking ahead to the next decade, Klein said he's confident that by 2033, LNG Canada will have delivered thousands of shipped cargoes safely to customers around the world. At the forum, he also discussed Phase 2 of LNG Canada, which would build a terminal built with compressors powered solely by electricity. In terms of Phase 2, we are actively in discussions with our partners and with governments and other stakeholders, Klein said. We do have a fully permitted plant for Phase 2 that would replicate Phase 1, but we are conscious of the environment we're in and we're always striving to do better, so we have spent a lot of effort in engineering to look at is it feasible to move to electrification, because that's the next step. It is feasible, but right now that power and that capacity is not there in Kitimat. In 10 years, I hope as I stand and look at our ships sailing out that I'll look around the corner at Douglas Channel and see ships sailing away from the Cedar facility and hopefully other facilities in Canada. It would be a shame if LNG Canada is the last big project. I hope we're paving the way for the next wave of projects.